All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. All right. Thank you, everybody. Motion passes.
The vote came after a public comment session where local school districts, public health officials, and concerned parents voiced their opinions. Glenwood Springs Mayor John Godis also showed up to support the ordinance.
Is a full flavor ban an overreaction? I personally don't think so. But I think when things are viewed as a crisis, it's the appropriate time, if you're going to react, to overreact.
Commenters and council members used the term crisis multiple times throughout the evening as justification for the move. The ordinance itself cites the CDC, which reported an 800% increase in electronic cigarette use among middle and high school students between 2011 and 2015. Risa Turetsky, Health Promotion Administrator for Pitkin County, also cited statistics that detail gateways to nicotine addiction.
This is an addiction that often happens when people are very young. So we know that 90% of people who are now adults and using tobacco products started before they were 18, and 95% started before they were 21. So all of our adult users were kids when they started, for the most part. And we know that 80% of kids who start using products say that they do it because of the flavor.
A paragraph in the ordinance defines characterizing flavor as a distinguishable taste or aroma or both, other than the taste or aroma of tobacco. Characterizing flavors include but are not limited to fruit, chocolate, vanilla, honey, candy, cocoa, dessert, alcoholic beverage, menthol, mint, wintergreen, herb, or spice. Brian Foytick, a representative from the National Association of Tobacco Outlets, was one of just two commenters opposing the measure. Citing his own personal experience, Foytick commented on e-cigarettes as a tool to quit smoking. He then cited some statistics to back up that claim.
E-cigarettes are the most popular quit item used by smokers in the United States of America. Recent studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine and from the United Kingdom demonstrate that these products are 2 to 3 times more effective than FDA-approved nicotine replacement therapies like gums and patches. I think taking away an effective tool to help adult smokers quit smoking is harmful to public health, not helpful.
Another public commenter named Matthew also told me about his use of flavored vaping products as a tool to quit smoking cigarettes. And he didn't believe that the flavor ban would actually curb underage smoking.
I just hope that there's going to be more people trying to speak out against this idea of banning flavors in an attempt to stop underage smoking. In my opinion, that more and more quote-unquote rebellious or delinquent underage minors would seek it more as a way of rebellion.
Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson acknowledged the opposition and thanked commenters for speaking out, but expressed his doubts about the safety of vaping products.
I don't believe it's a safe product. I am suspect of the research that's cited when it's contrary to what we know here, such as vaping rates going up and smoking rates starting to go back up. So I'm going to trust our local data in this decision-making process.
Mayor Richardson also said that by causing an inconvenience to older smokers, the council heightens the importance of the crisis. Some new language was also proposed to be added to the ordinance surrounding retailer education efforts, and the final vote will take place at the next town meeting. The council also plans to discuss a $4 per pack tax on cigarettes and 40% tax on other nicotine products. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.